Hello, and thank you for joining us today. Blue Peak Advisors is a unique consultancy that's dedicated to solving government-sponsored healthcare organizations' unique challenges. Our podcast series is designed to keep industry members up to date on guidance, regulatory changes, and topics that may impact your compliance, operations, or strategy. I'm Babette Edgar, principal of Blue Peak Advisors, and with me I have Susan Herman, senior consultant at Blue Peak. And today we wanted to talk a little bit about the CMS conference that happened this week in Baltimore, Maryland. Susan, I wanted to just sort of throw a question out there. What did you think of the proposed changes to the 2019 protocols from CMS from an audit perspective?
Hi, Babette. Thanks. I think that CMS is really moving forward and improving the audit protocols overall. I've really been doing this for a long time now, and I think that the reduction in the overall number of tables, the simplifications that have been put into the protocols have really made a big difference going forward, and will really be able to let both the auditors and the plans be able to look across their work and gauge what's going on with their universes and get a better fix on what's happening with their plans. So I think CMS is doing a pretty good job of changing the protocols to be more effective and more targeted in terms of what they're looking for.
Yes, I totally agree with you. What about some of the changes specifically on the Part C side for like ODAG and CPE? What are your thoughts there?
Well, for ODAG, they've gone ahead and made some changes that I have long thought were the right way to go. Looking at organization determinations overall, both standard and expedited together, makes sense. Looking at appeals overall makes sense. You can get better ideas on what your trends are, what your patterns are, if you're looking at your work comprehensively and what the universes and the revisions they've made to them have done is give you a better scope on how to look at that. So I think that's a real positive. And on the CPE side, I can't tell you that the number of questions that we've gotten about the difference between internal auditing and internal monitoring for the CPE section, the combination by combining those two universes together is going to eliminate, I think, so many of the questions that our clients and the Medicare Advantage sponsors have had all along. So this is going to be a major improvement and be able to let them put their work in an organized manner so that CMS can see what's been done.
Well, and I thought it was interesting from the special needs plan perspective as well on the Part C side, where they introduced the tracer methodology to the sample review like they do with CPE. So that was an interesting change that they put together. Also, you know, they changed the name of the special needs plan area, and it's now going to be called Care Coordination and Quality Improvement Program Effectiveness, or SNP QIPE. How's that for a mouthful? They've also revised the measures to assess timeliness at the universe level, and they've added a questionnaire there. So I think they've made some pretty significant changes from the SNP perspective.
I think it gives a much better picture of what's going on in the SNP world. So I think that was a good improvement as well. So Babette, can you tell me a little bit about what the Part D changes were?
Sure. really, from a Part D perspective, the CDAG usually mirrors ODAG in terms of what their changes are. And it's no different here what they decided to do. You know, they did decrease and consolidate the universes from 16 to 8. And I thought it was really interesting that one of those universes that's new is the universe of new, of unprocessed cases. So there's going to be a universe for all of those that were dismissed, that were invalid or withdrawn or canceled. So you better believe they're going to dig into that universe to see why those weren't processed. I think that's going to be a new area for them to uncover some potential noncompliance. They've also decreased the burden from the call log standpoint in terms of decreasing the time frame to go from 1 month to 2 weeks, so that there are potentially less cases that need to be in the universe, and that's going to decrease the burden for plans. They also removed the supplemental questionnaire. And they're going to collect a lot of that data later on in the audit process. So they've really streamlined things. They've streamlined the impact analysis requests. And I think, you know, overall it's going to be good for plans. However, having said that, as you know, anytime that they change universes, that requires a lot of programming on the plans and PBM side from an IT perspective. And I worry a little bit with the new protocols being posted in the Federal Register and having to go through OMB that they will be approved in time for plans to, you know, basically have enough time to do all this new programming before the 2019 audit season kicks off. So that worries me a little bit from that perspective.
I would agree.
In terms of formulary, you know, the least amount of changes were offered in formulary, just, you know, a minor record layout amendment to capture the Medicare beneficiary identifier, but again, still needs some programming there. They've added a supplemental questionnaire, but they have finally removed the website review as an element, which always seemed out of place for me. And I think plans, you know, have a good grasp on changing their website at this point. So those are my thoughts on the Part D side. Anything else you want to add to that, Susan?
No, I think that really is the high point of what the changes in the protocols have been. But they also talked yesterday, Babette, about IVA audits and changes that are things that were new with IVA audits. So did you catch anything that was new or changed in the way they explained that at the conference?
Well, I think that they've made some good progress there with standardizing some of the documentation, the reports, the work plans, those types of things. So I think that's good. I think the biggest clarification, which plans have had questions about, is the conflict of interest with the consultants. A lot of, especially the bigger plans, use many consultants, and they often are conflicted or think they are conflicted in using or continue to use some of their consultants because CMS has not been clear with what conflict of interest means. So the clarification that was great yesterday was that they said that plans that use consultants for mock audits or annual CPE audits can also use those same consultants for their validation audits as long as those consultants did not participate in the remediation of any of the operational or compliance issues. So I think that that was a really good clarification, and I think that, you know, plans are going to be able to utilize some of the same consultants that they're comfortable with moving forward. So, you know, that was, I think, a great clarification. You know, the other clarifications I thought that were very good was the session that they did on classification of Part C and D grievances and coverage requests. What did you think about those examples, Sue?
You know, I thought that was a great session because I have always thought that it's worthwhile to use concrete examples as a way of demonstrating what your expectations are. And CMS has done that in other conferences, and I think they did a good job in providing some examples yesterday. Although I have to tell you, as they started to go through some of the examples, even though I've done this for more than 25 years, I thought, oh, what are they trying to say? But ultimately, when they came around to the end of each of the examples, I could agree with where they came to, and they did a pretty good job of explaining how they got there. But it took a while to get to the last answer. So for anybody who hasn't listened to the conference yet and is going to go back and listen to that particular session, be advised, wait till they finish through each example before you walk away with a takeaway on how to classify a grievance or an organization determination. You have to wait till the end for the full and complete story. But it was a great session, and I think most of the participants walked away knowing more afterwards than they did before.
Yes, I agree with you as well, and it'll be good to have those examples to be able to train call center and other appeals and grievance staff. So great to use for training materials. Well, thanks, Susan, for, you know, joining us this morning. This is Babette Edgar and Susan Herman from Blue Peak Advisors. And if you have any questions about this podcast or any questions about the CMS conference in general, or any questions at all about Medicare, please feel free to give us a call. Thank you for your time today.